Put some bloom in your dining room with Penalyn Max Aromas Floral Multi-Purpose Cleaner. It leaves a lasting flowery scent for a bright clean that's a dream. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th when they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Mike Glennon may have lost his starting gig as Bears quarterback, but at least his replacement was very complimentary of him today at Halas Hall.
I can't say enough good things about Mike throughout this whole process. Really from day one, he's taken me in. Accepted me and made me a part of the quarterback room, him and Mark both.
That was new Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky addressing the media today. He'll be under center Monday night when the Bears host Minnesota at Soldier Field. Major League Baseball playoffs begin tonight. Yankees host Minnesota in the American League wildcard game. Luis Severino goes for the Yanks, Irvin Santana for the Twins. And of course, game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals Friday. We'll have it here on The Score. Pregame starts at 5:30. Finally, in basketball, Bulls open up their preseason slate tonight when they visit the New Orleans Pelicans. And there have been changes made to the NBA All-Star Game format, the East versus West. That's thrown out. Now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. Listen to 670 The Score for all your Cubs playoff news, including our weekly hits with Cub manager Joe Maddon, brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs. And this scoreboard update brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in game one of the National League Division Series on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL Draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We get a chance to do it every single week and we enjoy that time with Matt Miller from Bleacher Report. You can check him out on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He's had this man on the Stick to Football podcast. Mitchell Trubisky.
Stick to Podcast.
Yeah, stick,
podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Stick to the Podcast podcast. We have the dump button ready for him. He is our guy, Matt Miller.
Yeah, Matt Miller's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. Trubisky time is here. You know him well. And what's the best way, if you were in charge of putting together the assimilation plan here, the indoctrination plan, what would it feature?
Oh, man, a lot of rollouts, guys, because he's a good athlete. I would try to cut the field down a little bit. So some of the things that we've seen, like the Texans have done with Deshaun Watson, that's what I would try to do. And even some of the things that we've seen, like Philadelphia did a lot of this with Carson Wentz last year, excuse me. And because the Bears have an underrated offensive line, two very good running backs, I would try to run the ball early, get the play action game going, let Mitch use his athleticism. He was the most accurate quarterback in the draft last year. So he has that touch accuracy. He throws very well on the move. So I would like to see things where you are, you know, getting him on some of those half and quarter rolls where he's able to, you know, split the safeties. Maybe you're only reading one or two guys, but you're still being effective and making plays. So, you know, a little different than, hell, a lot different than Mike Glennon because he's actually mobile. He has a stronger arm than Glennon. He's more accurate than Glennon. You know, the biggest question mark about Trubisky coming out was he had a guy who's a 1-year starter in North Carolina, so how long was it going to take him to get up to speed? I thought in the preseason he showed that he was up to speed, so I'm pretty pumped to see him on the field, even though we got to wait like 10 days now.
All right, so we got 12 games for people to go crazy about great things and go bonkers about bad things. If you were giving a tutorial to fans who just got themselves that prize rookie quarterback in the game, what would you tell people on how to determine what's good, what you should like, what you should hate, and what you should get used to over the course of these next 12 games?
Well, I wouldn't get caught up in wins and losses. I really wouldn't because you just don't know what to expect. I mean, obviously, the team's struggling, right? So it's not just the quarterback. He's not going to come in and change everything immediately. So the first thing I look for with a young quarterback is just poise. You know, is the game too big for them? And I think that's one thing you can look at Deshaun Watson and say, why is he having so much success in Houston? And they do have a good defense. They do have some good targets. But he has just been incredibly poised. And it's funny because you guys play that clip every Tuesday when I'm on, and the end of it is me talking about Deshaun Watson, just that he doesn't get affected. So for Trubisky, that's what you want to see. Just he's going to make mistakes. He's going to miss throws. He's going to, you know, overlook guys. How does he respond? How does he rebound? How does he play through some of those mistakes? I think is key. So don't get too caught up in the numbers. More so, let's just, like, take everything with context and see how he does. You know, is he getting the second and third reads? Is he handling himself at the line of scrimmage well if they give him the ability to check out of calls? If they do give him the ability to, you know, adjust protection, how does he do with things like that? So I think that's what you want to see. And it really, like, it sucks because year one with a rookie quarterback, you usually don't have big expectations. So you're probably not going to, turn this thing around and make the playoffs. You just want to see him, number one, not get hurt. And then number two, just show that he can handle the mental side of the game, because we know he can handle it athletically, and he definitely has the arm, you know, to be an effective quarterback in Chicago, even as it starts to get colder here. Like, you know, my comp for him was Derek Carr coming out. Like, that's the type of player I thought that he could be eventually. So as long as he can clean up some of the mental mistakes that were on tape last year, I think he's going to be just fine.
This is the critical question for me, and you are the guy to ask at this moment. Now that you have more games with which to judge this college quarterback class. And you previewed it last year. You said, look, next year there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks to look at.
Yeah.
Right now, as he embarks on his NFL journey, before he has started a regular season game, before he's played, where would you have Mitch Trubisky right now ranked against the current college draft class?
Oh, dang, that's a hard question, man.
Yes, it is, and that's why I ask really you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah. You know, he was my top-ranked quarterback last year. The grade I put on him was like a 7.15. So that means a first-rounder, but a guy who, you know, it's not Andrew Luck. It's not James Winston or Marcus Mariota. I would bet that Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold probably end up with a higher grade than that this year. But we'll see because, you know, like Darnold's throwing a ton of interceptions. And, you know, Rosen is going to be so much about the character side of things, assuming they both come out. So I would guess he would probably be the third quarterback in this draft, which might mean he would be the third pick in this draft, you know, because we're going to see those quarterbacks go pretty early. So comparing him to those guys, he was much better with the ball. You know, he didn't turn the ball over. Mitch didn't. And that was one of the things I loved about him, you know, that he was incredibly accurate and just did not throw. I mean, he had, you know, six interceptions last year. He only had four passes batted down to the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. He just didn't give the defense opportunities to make plays on the ball. And so these top guys this year, whether it's Rosen, Darnold, or Allen, they keep giving defenses opportunities. So that's one thing that I would say about Mitch that, I would favor over those other guys. Now, he doesn't have, you know, the size of a Josh Rosen. You know, he's not the same height. He's a little bit thicker. I think he's more athletic. He doesn't have the athleticism or arm strength of Josh Allen, that's for sure. He's probably closer just in terms of body type and style to Sam Darnold, but with better mechanics and a quicker delivery and release.
With the play caller that he has now and the team that is surrounding him, we talked about what could happen, what might happen. What do you expect to happen?
With Mitch?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be good. I really do. And that's not just me, like, sticking to my grade. You know, we'll see. If I'm wrong, y'all know I'll be the first to admit it. I think Dowell can scheme up an offense for him. You know, just knowing his background, some of the schemes that he has coached in, some of the quarterbacks he's coached, I actually think Trubisky's a great fit for that. You know, we are going to see, I think, a lot of pocket movement. The wide receiver core is really, really bad, and there's no way around that. But the running backs are good. So hopefully we'll see some guys, you know, continue to develop. Trey McBride just got called up. I actually liked him coming out a few years ago, so maybe he can be a difference maker. Maybe Adam Shaheen finally, you know, gets on the field and does some of the positive things that are expected of a second-round pick. But I think Mitch is going to be just fine. I really do. You know, he's not going to be a top-10 quarterback right away, but I definitely think he can become one just because of the accuracy, the athleticism, the football IQ, and the leadership skills. And he's a unique kid because I really felt like he could have been dropped into any situation and had success. You know, if the Jets had drafted him, he'd be fine in New York. If the Niners had drafted him, hell, he'd be starting right now for the Niners. You know, if the Texans had drafted him, you know, they would. I think they'd be in a very similar situation that they're in right now with Deshaun Watson. So I'm stoked, man. And not just because he was my top quarterback, but this is a guy that Bears fans have needed for a long, long time, you know, as long as I've been doing this job. So to have someone who has maybe not elite traits, but really, really good traits, and then great character, great football IQ, great work ethic, he's going to become a fan favorite, I think, pretty quick.
Speaking of quarterbacking, another guy we talked about whom you scouted, who we've talked about in a Bears context, I'm already seeing the hot takery on should the Patriots trade Jimmy Garoppolo for defensive help? And I just...
I read some of that.
It's amazing how fast it turns.
So, like, the concept is kind of interesting. It's like, okay, there's a want for Jimmy Garoppolo out there, but who's going to trade established starters on defense in week 5 for Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, it's not going to happen. Like, I saw one article, it was like the 49ers should trade DeForest Buckner for Jimmy Garoppolo. No, get the hell out of here. They're not going to do that. The dude's a free agent after this year. You're not going to trade a guy who could be one of the best D linemen in the NFL in a few years for him. You know, it's ridiculous, man. And you know what? Congratulations, because all those people spinning that stuff got a ton of clicks, and we're talking about it. But the Patriots, this is what happens when you don't draft well. And because you have Brady, you can cover it up. But they have one player from the 2017 draft class on the roster. One. It's amazing. And that, you know, they got cute and they traded away all these picks and they had 4 picks last year. You know, 2 got hurt, 1 got cut, 1 made the roster. You can't sustain like that. So, you know, I don't know. It's Bill Belichick. He'll figure it out, but I don't see any way that's sustainable for the long haul.
All right, let's stay on quarterbacks here before I ask you my real question. Can I get a scouting report on Brandon Weeden?
Oh, God, he's awful. There's a scouting report. It's a one-word scouting report. It says no. Don't do it.
Deshaun Watson. 57 points in any game is a lot to put up. Never mind on a defense that people respected coming into this season. Now, I don't know if the Titans were just that bad. I saw the highlights, didn't get to see a lot of the game via red zone, but Deshaun is proving some people right.
He is proving a lot of people wrong too. It's fun. And that, it's always, you know, this time of year is good for that, but Deshaun is playing with all the positive traits we saw at Clemson, right? He's creating with his feet. He's able to thread the ball in some crazy places. He's so clutch and so poised, and he's tough. And guys rally around him. And we're seeing all that. And it's crazy because some of the negatives at Clemson, you know, I thought there were times he was inaccurate, especially with the deep ball. I thought there were times he struggled to recognize like underneath coverage. And he threw, you guys do know because we talked about it a ton, he threw 30 picks his last 2 years. So I think you got to credit Bill O'Brien's staff for scheming up an offense that puts Deshaun in situations where he's not asked to right now do the things that he's not great at. So they have a very good plan in place. It's exciting to see, you know, some of these young guys coming on as people like Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco, you know, just look awful. And Cam Newton, you know, other than last week, look awful. It's cool to see guys like Dak and Deshaun or, you know, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, hopefully Mitch. You know, we got kind of this next wave of young quarterbacks coming up, and it's pretty cool to be able to recognize that, hey, this group of guys is starting to come for those top spots.
I don't envy guys that have to do NFL power rankings each week and put to, and have some sort of subjective published list of how good these teams are, because how the hell can you know? This league, it's just each week you just kind of – it gets the, like, the shoulder shrug emoji. Okay, this team beat that team, and that team beat this team, and right. Whatever. I wish I knew enough about this game to be able to assess quality objectively.
Man, that used to be my job, you know, on Sunday nights, was to write the power rankings for Bleacher Report. And thank God they got me off that. It was great because it obviously, you know, helped me establish a career in this. But it is. It's impossible because, you know, before week one, we all thought the Patriots were going to go at worst 14-2, you know, and that the Jets were going to go 0-16, and now they have the same record. Mm-hmm. So just like it goes to show, no matter how much we study and how many people we know and how smart we think we are, we really don't know. And I think that's what makes football great. You know, like I'm a baseball fan, and like this year, you know, like being a Royals fan, felt like they were going to be about 500. That's where they ended up, and knew the Cubs were going to be good, knew the Red Sox and Astros were going to be good. Like there's very little mystery, I think, in a lot of the other sports. And there still is in football, and that's what makes it cool is, you know, it's so cliche, but it's so true that you just really don't know. You know, I picked the games this weekend because I was at our New York office, and I think I got like half of them right. And this is my job, you know. It's like all I do. It's impossible to see, you know, some of these things happening. And I do think that's why people keep tuning in.
Hey, I'm the owner of two fantasy teams with a combined one win after 4 weeks of football.
Great success.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know what's funny? I'm in a fantasy league with my buddies, and so it's usually just an excuse to drink a barbecue. And some people start talking smack because I lost the first week. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start taking this serious, and I haven't lost since.
There
so,
it is.
If you need any help, man, you can
help. Trust me, Matt, and I will text you drunkenly right before the waiver wire opens up. Before we let you go here, the first quarter of the season is down. Am I wrong in thinking that Todd Gurley is the first quarter MVP, one of those hot takes that Bleacher Report used to make you do back in the day?
No, I like that one, man. And Sean McVay's probably coach of the year, Todd Gurley's MVP. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. You could put Alex Smith up there, too, and
true,
Andy Reid.
True.
You know, if you want to go MVP, Alex Smith might be it. And, you know, Kareem Hunt's been great. Travis Kelce's been great. Tyreek Hill is incredibly fast. But just, you know, Alex Smith has really changed things, you know, how he's opened the offense up. We're seeing more stuff down the field. So that's not just me being a local homer or anything, but it's funny that, you know, there's the resurgence and with the Rams in L.A., and then the Chiefs just keep doing the same thing. You know, they get rid of Macklin, get rid of John Dorsey, shipping people in and out, and Andy Reid and Alex Smith just keep doing it.
What makes Andy Reid awesome? Because I saw it in one instance last night. I talked about it at the top of the show where they had a jet sweep play action fake to the wide receiver, and then tight end screen to the vacated spot. And I believe his name is Demetrius Harris, the backup tight end. He drops the ball, yeah. But you saw all the green ahead of him. You know, like he got the play right. And if the execution happened, we're talking about, oh, what a great play by the Chiefs offense last night. And you see it week to week when you watch Andy Reid coach offenses, that he thinks in a way where he like sees, you know, sound and hears colors. Like he's on a different level.
Synesthetic. Yeah, coaching.
He's on a different level of play calling, and that's why he's one of the better ones. What makes him one of the better ones in the game for you?
He's incredibly smart. Like, that's what it is. I think he's the second best coach in the NFL behind Bill Belichick. And on offense, one, I think Andy does a great job of knowing what he doesn't know. You know, and he has a great special teams coordinator in Dave Tapp. He's got a good defensive coordinator in Bob Sutton, and he lets those guys do their thing. And his ability to scheme space and in the run game is incredible. You know, it's just that old outside zone. It's a lot of people running it, but Andy knows how to find guys to run it well. And he is incredibly involved in personnel, which is why you can let John Dorsey go and hire Brent Veach and not see a drop off, because Andy is the architect there. So his ability to, you know, say, okay, I got Albert Wilson, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, that'd be fine. Like, I'll get these guys 20 catches this game, because he is able to scheme. It's going to be, what's going to be a blast is watching next year what he does with that offense with Pat Mahomes, because you have that kind of athlete with that kind of arm strength. Like, I love Alex Smith, but he is obviously limited, which is why we see that so much of the short game with so much play action. When you put Mahomes back there, it's going to be unreal the things Andy Reid can do.
Matt, always good, Matt.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, all.
That is Matt Miller, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. College Football Talk with Adam Kramer comes your way in about 15 minutes. So we'll get the lowdown from him.
And when we come back, I'll put it as best as I can about what I hear is brewing over there with the Bulls.
Oh, the long tease will be delivered upon next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Time offer.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Postseason baseball is here. October baseball, the very best baseball, gets kicked off tonight. Twins and Yankees in the Bronx. And a year after losing 103 games, Minnesota might just be the best story in baseball, and they get to play game 163 against the Yankees, a team that has absolutely owned the Twins to a degree that really isn't even explicable. Because there's owning somebody, and then there is owning somebody. They're 90-33 against Minnesota since the Twins came back into full relevancy in 2002. Let me put it to you another way. The Twins could win every single game they play against the Yanks for the next 8 seasons, and they still wouldn't be back to 500. But they only have to win one. It's not a best of 7. It's a best of 1. They can do this thing, right? Right? Aaron Judge mashes one 600 feet off Irv Santana. Thanks for coming. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Hey, this is Kyle Law, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Owner-operator truck drivers, the industry is changing. The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th. If you're not ready, it's time to make a change now. Schneider has used e-log since 2010, and owner-operators leasing their business on with Schneider get access to an in-cab communications device with an e-log. Plus, pick your own loads, routes, and revenue with Schneider's van or tanker choice programs. The choice is even clearer. Lease on now at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now, because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS, where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era, when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Penalin Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Penalin Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. 6 new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Penalin. Available at Walmart.
Chicago.com. Natural disasters have devastated the U.S., Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, and Mexico. The Red Cross is there, but they need more help. On Thursday, October 5th, join CBS2 and donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Telethon. CBS Chicago cares.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Riu Dunamar in Cancun with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I feel like I'm ready.
The Mitchell Trubisky era is underway. First practice of the week in the books as Trubisky gets ready to make his debut against the Vikings.
My job is to get the ball to the playmakers and just be a distributor and just manage the offense and do the best I can.
Trubisky will bring a different look to the field.
It's kind of a gunslinger mentality. Be methodical, be consistent, do my job, and then when things break down, able to make plays and get the ball to my playmakers, because I'm not the best athlete on the field. There's other guys that do that, but when things break down, I can make something happen.
A big reason why Mike Glennon is now the Bears' backup quarterback.
Obviously not what I wanted, not what I envisioned, but I mean, you look around the country, the world, and you see what's going on, and that kind of brings perspective back into things, and I think I always try to like to have perspective, even in disappointing times.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. 6 days until Mitchell Trubisky makes his regular season debut as the Bears' new starting quarterback. John Fox, what made you finally make this change?
It's about all of it. You know, it's evaluation. And so I'd say it probably tied pretty heavily on both of them.
The Bears host the Vikings 6 days from today on Monday Night Football. Major League Baseball playoffs begin tonight in the Bronx. It's the AL wildcard game between the Yankees and Twins. Luis Severino goes for New York, Irvin Santana for Minnesota. And, of course, Cubs-Nationals NLDS Game 1 Friday in Washington. You can hear it here on The Score. Jake Arrieta will throw a bullpen session tomorrow. He's already been ruled out for Games 1 and 2 of this series. Finally, in basketball, Bulls open up their preseason slate tonight when they visit the New Orleans Pelicans. And there have been changes made to the NBA All-Star Game format. No more East versus West. Now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. Closing Bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow is up 84 points, the NASDAQ is up 15 points, and the S&P is up 5.4 points also. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Cork and Carry, located on Western Avenue in Chicago. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. The Lakeside Bank Women First Education Awards are Wednesday, October 25th. Female student chefs from Kendall College will cook and compete for $10,000 in Lakeside scholarships. Join them to taste and vote. Go to lakesidebank.com for details and tickets. Lakesidebank.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals, game one of the NLDS, on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Jay.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and also on Facebook Live. All right, so the information that I have received regarding the Bulls is that the Bulls are, shall we say, going down the road of talking about a contract extension for one Gar Forman. Now, the Bulls will roundly deny this, as I'm sure they already have to certain people, but this is all stemming from discomfort in the front office because of the addition of Doug Collins and roles being kind of lorded over. And
wait, what happened to what John Paxson said upon the hiring of Doug Collins then? He tried to say that this was this is all part of what there's room for everybody and everybody matters. And when I read it as the first move, the first shot across Gar's bow in pushing him out. So why would Paxson extend him?
Well, all I can divulge is that John Paxson may not be fully on board with this as well. So what we have right now is three or four cooks in the kitchen, and Gar Forman being the one that has put this thing together, or his name being the one that has put this thing together, and he doesn't want to go out, you know, without without somebody wetting his beak a little bit. And we know his relationship with Michael Reinsdorf and the Reinsdorf family is one that is more than just basketball. They are friendly on many levels.
The wives work the charitable arm together.
Right. So this is the thing here. If you're the Bulls and you're thinking about the familial atmosphere that you have set up in this organization, and you don't want a guy to take all the grief. You don't want a guy to take any more of the arrows, but you also want to have different decision makers in a room. Golden parachute is the word, or were the words that were floated to me in terms of Gar Forman.
So Gar Forman would go over Paxson's head to just get guaranteed money, expecting his own ouster.
I was told that Gar's unhappy with things now that Doug is there, so it could be a golden parachute thing.
I'm not quite sure how it works. Why would an owner sign a guy to a contract just to give him money to fire him? I'm not quite sure the mechanics there.
This is why.
Unless they're just saying, hey,
this is why it's puzzling.
Or they say, thank you for your time. Thanks for all you've done. Here's a little thing out the door as you go. So I don't know how to feel about it then. If in fact this is like a balloon payment on the end just because they want to, but they are going to get rid of him, I don't care.
I know for a fact there are people in that front office that don't need Gar's presence anymore. But Gar Forman has more power than those people. So Gar Forman and an extension, or talks of an extension, which is the furthest thing from any Bulls fan's mind right now, and should be, because you're getting ready to start this rebuilding phase, and why would you want to rebuild with the same architect that led you down this road after all the injuries and the coaches and all the other things? We've gone through this saga already. But as we know, with Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael Reinsdorf, they are incredibly loyal. They are sometimes loyal to a fault. And I think John Paxson in this issue is loyal to a fault as well. Because there are a lot of, there have been enough decisions, I think, made around John Paxson that if I were him, I would say, thank you. I think I've done my time. It's time for me to keep it moving.
I have to hold off on feeling good or bad about it. First of all, if you are John Paxson, you've got all kinds of different issues here. If you've got contracts being negotiated with the parties being
your
bosses, right, and somebody ostensibly working under you, that's just bad business. Whatever business you're in, that can't.
Well, think about the kind of business that Gar Forman has involved himself in over the last few years.
That's a sneaky move, regardless, to say, you're going above your boss's head to try to work some kind of financial arrangement. So I don't know.
It hasn't gotten any cleaner. The situation won't get any cleaner if this extension is true. If this extension is signed and Gar Forman is allowed to stay on in whatever capacity that he's allowed to stay on. Because you got to think that the Doug Collins thing isn't a long-term move either.
Nothing's long-term in the world of Doug.
Yeah, we're talking about 3 years, 4 years, and then you keep it moving.
Maybe
after that. You still got whoever you're going to draft next year with the top three or four pick after, getting the lottery balls that you're going to get after losing as much as they lose this season.
And your last chance before likely lottery reform, too.
If you're Jerry Reinsdorf and you care a lot, or if you're Michael Reinsdorf and you care even more, it's about who you want to cultivate and develop that roster. I don't know how any Bulls fan with eyes or any Bulls member or organization person can say to themselves that Gar Forman is that guy going forward. I don't know how many chances he gets. I don't know how many chances any GM in a major market would get. But like you said before, 103% capacity. Maybe that buys you enough time. Maybe you're in the echo chamber of free Big Macs and smiles for everybody on their date night out at the United Center. But what I'm getting and what I've been receiving since 1 o'clock and have been trying to go over with other people as well, is that they are going down the road of a contract extension for Gar Forman. Bulls fans, enjoy yourselves.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Next up, Adam Kramer on college football. He comes your way on The Score.
The Bears have named rookie second overall draft pick Mitch Trubisky as the starting Bears QB versus the Vikings.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for
possible.
Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who is a top performing realtor in Chicagoland. Donald and Dorothy learned the power of Amy Kite when selling their home. You'll be amazed at what Amy's reputation in marketing brought in just 2 days. She sold the home for $26,000 over the asking price. Chances are Amy already has a buyer for your home as well. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. And next time I need to sell my house, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Tonight, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Kramer.
Adam Kramer.
First slammed to the ground by Derwin James.
What a valuable asset Derwin James will be this year for this defense.
College football writer for Bleacher Report.
Turnover chain. Whoever, you know, gets the turnover, you get to rock that, the huge, you know, Miami-style chain. Everybody, you know, Miami. You know, we are kind of flashy. We do like jewelry and, you know, stuff like that.
Follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs.
Throws it, fakes the spike. And it ends in a touchdown. Whoa! The legend!
Adam Kramer with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Time for us to talk some college football with our guy, Adam Kramer. You can follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs. He is the lead college football writer for Bleacher Report.
And you can hear him right now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Adam, hello.
How we doing, guys?
All right, so should we just set up a best of three between Alabama and Clemson now and get it out the way? Because when a team beats a conference foe 66-3, and then when Clemson does what they did in Blacksburg on the road at night, it's them and everybody else, isn't it?
It is right now, and most certainly is. I feel like we're due for one of those weeks where things get shuffled up and you have a massive assortment of upsets. I don't think that's coming this week, by the way. In fact, this season thus far has been pretty tame. What's interesting to see in the polls, which I don't take much of, is the way Clemson has sort of closed the gap, and understandably so. Three wins over top 15 teams, and yet Alabama, to me, has just been murdering teams, and it feels like these are games where they've had grudges in and kind of have exercised some demons like they did last week against Ole Miss. I love the way that they've played under Jalen Hurst. They have no turnovers this year, which is astonishing when you look at how that's kind of hampered them in the last few seasons. So there's a long way to go. Ultimately, you look at Clemson, there's not a ton of meat on the bone when it comes to that schedule. Alabama still has some tough games coming up, but yeah, pick which one you want right now, one or two, and we'll see how it plays out.
When you look at the Big Ten, it looks like one side has there's a path clear for a team to win its side of the Big Ten. The other side, not so much. So hey, at this point, we know a lot more about what looks like a top half of the conference that's really good, a bottom half, but they're not equally divided between the divisions.
The thing about the top half, though, is like I don't know which of those teams is truly good. Like, where's your playoff team? Right. That's what we're trying to figure out. Because Michigan, I think this week we'll learn a little bit more about against Michigan State. Quarterback change now, I think, is going to help them in John O'Korn, a guy who's a little bit more mobile, maybe creates a few more plays. Penn State looks pretty good. The close call to Iowa is probably a product of Kinnick at night, which is a place that produces weird results. But can they continue to develop? And then Ohio State, of course, has just been blowing teams out. But in their one meaningful game, they kind of fell woefully short. So you're right. In terms of the separation, we know who's good. We know who's not good when you look at the bottom half of that conference for certain. But I still think it's a question of if you're going to have a playoff team, and I think we all pretty much feel that they will. I don't have a sense or a feel of who that team will be. It could very well still be Ohio State. I've got questions about all three of them. I like them all to win the majority of their games, and yet I don't necessarily have a favorite to say this team's going to be better than the other.
But Wisconsin looks like they've got a clear path to having some say in this championship game.
They almost coughed that one up at the end.
They did.
No, Clayton Thorson messed around and took a safety.
I am not saying I believe Wisconsin's good. Mm-hmm. It's just that everything's set up for them now.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. To that point, the way the conferences are weighted right now, like if you're Michigan State, you don't like life because you'd love to be on that other side of the conference. I think Wisconsin may struggle a little bit this week against Nebraska. I don't know why. If Nebraska could stop throwing the ball to the other team, I think that you'll see them be a little bit different. The defense has played well, but it has shaped up for Wisconsin to be that team that can play spoiler, or not just play spoiler, because I think they're really good. I look at last week as sort of an anomaly. I don't think they're the best team in the conference, but I think they're better than what they've looked. And you're absolutely right. At that point, either that Wisconsin or one of those three teams that we discussed is going to have a shot at the playoff.
All right, so for my people in the A that listen and people in Athens, I know you're going to hate this, but I'm waiting for that Georgia moment because things are looking real smooth right now, even with the quarterback that they did not intend to go into this season with, and Nick Chubb goes back to the scene of the crime where that horrific injury, and they stomp out Tennessee. They blank them at home. Is Georgia going to figure this thing out here, or are we going to get to the SEC championship game or shortly before that, and Georgia will Georgia itself?
That defense is really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, Kirby Smart's got them looking like an Alabama defense.
Yeah, this is Alabama light, and maybe that's not doing them justice. They've got some really great players at all levels. And then offensively, they're good enough. I mean, to play the way that they are, and maybe that's not giving them justice either, to play the way that they are behind a true freshman quarterback, albeit a kid that we liked a lot coming out of high school that we were talking about. The fact that they were able to go to their backup and still produce this kind of results is a big deal. Nick Chubb looking like the guy that we saw before the injury, I think, is a big deal. They're blocking well. They're doing everything well. And yet I have that same feeling too, Jason, like, when are they going to Georgia this thing? Week by week, though, I'm losing that.
Yeah.
Like, that Notre Dame win is looking better and better every week. Like, they're beating pretty good teams. And then last week, and by the way, I don't know how Butch Jones didn't get fired after that debacle, they just demolished them. Like, that was as clean of a victory as I've seen in some time in terms of what they were able to do. So, yeah, they've got some big games on the schedule. The SEC championship potential with Alabama is absolutely fascinating. A little bit of meat on the bone before they get there. But, yeah, right now they look like one of the top four teams in the country.
Well, one lost team usually sneaks – well, not usually, but sometimes sneaks their way into the Final Four. Who's the best one lost team in the country right now?
I still think Ohio State can be that team. And maybe that's kind of a cop-out of an answer because it looked really bad against Oklahoma. And yet offensively – you just get a sense that they could figure it out. And defensively, although they were like the worst pass defense in the country after 2 weeks, I think statistically that was a little overblown given the competition and just the tremendous breakdowns. And again, that gets back to the original conversation about the Big Ten. In terms of NFL talent, they've got more than just about any team in the country still. And while I have questions about JT Barrett and third and long, like everybody else does, I think ultimately as they get deeper into the Big Ten schedule and get more reps under them, get more comfortable with Kevin Wilson, their new offensive coordinator, Ohio State to me is still that team that I would not be surprised. We're talking about Alabama. We're talking about Clemson. I wouldn't be shocked if Ohio State inches closer to that discussion.
USC is a one-loss team and currently ranked 14th. They've played some raggedy football despite having the talent that they have and having a blue chip quarterbacking prospect. Any consideration to thinking that USC could be the one that puts it together?
I picked them to win the national championship before the season. That seems like a mistake. They're talented enough to do that. It's just been disjointed. It hasn't felt right all year long. You kind of felt that a game like Friday night was coming against a really good, but not great, Washington State team. You have Sam Darnold, and so in essence, I think you have yourself a chance. You play in a conference that still you're going to be favored in the majority of the games that you play. You're USC. Now, let's be honest, that helps this in terms of getting back into that discussion. But I also think just the way they sort of sludged along early on in the season is not going to help them because people saw how poorly they played. They saw Darnold turn the ball over a ton. They're going to have to do a lot, I think, to get back in the good graces of the playoff people. But, yeah, certainly they're like 35-point favorites in a conference game this week. They still have a ton of talent. I love Ronald Jones, the running back there. I still think he's like one of the most under-discussed great players that we have in the country. They've got the pieces to build back in, and I think ultimately they play in the right conference to do it.
Where's Illinois' program right now? I mean, we don't talk about them at all. We don't think about them at all. They make a quarterback change, and it barely moves the needle in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, and this is I knew Lovie Smith would get an opportunity to get his guys to establish his culture. Is anything happening?
It's tough. I mean, I'll give him credit for this. They're playing double-digit true freshmen right now. So he's trying to buy into that long-term vision of take your lumps and hopefully grow it. The issue with Illinois, and really what will decide Lovie Smith's fate there, is recruiting. And that's the question that I had about them all along. I remember going to the spring game last year, and you did get a sense that he would figure this out. I mean, when he would say Snapchat and talk about all the different social ways to recruit, it sounded unorthodox, and this is not something that he would take to immediately. It's just he's never had to do it. So in that regard, I think it's still going to be clunky, and it's going to take time. Recruiting to Illinois is also hard, and this is a pretty talent-rich area, maybe not as much so as the Southeast or Ohio, but there's still players that you can attract. Getting them to actually commit to Illinois is a different story entirely. So he'll get time to do this. Where is the trajectory of the program? I can say right now it feels just sort of stagnant. There's nothing that tells me that they're exactly building a better product. When you look at Purdue, again, and I hate to use that as an example because that was a more experienced team, more seniors there, but if you're an Illinois fan, you look at the hire made at Purdue, you look at how much better the product has gotten in like a month, and you can't help but stare longingly and say, where is that for us? And I think that's kind of the problem, is he going to run out of time to rebuild them?
You lose on homecoming to a Sun Belt team. Is Ed Orgeron the most fired person in America right now?
You paid $1 million to a team to come beat you. Albeit, I think, a pretty good Troy team.
Stop it. Hey, stop it. No. The men of Troy represent. That's all right, Adam.
They're all right. I don't know. They probably beat Illinois. But still, it's Troy. You're LSU. You can't lose to him. The thing is, Ed Orgeron got like a real-life coach's contract. His buyout is $12 million right now, and you're not going to buy him out after a month. You're probably not going to buy him out after 1 year, and yet this is feeling much more like Ed Orgeron at Ole Miss than it is Ed Orgeron, an interim coach who has managed to find lightning in a bottle. So as you look at the hire, I think you can assess it as this. Who else would have hired Ed Orgeron?
Right. They hired him because he had the accent and the kids liked him.
Who more than one of us, I guarantee.
They lost to him, and then he just lose. They got pushed around by the men of Troy. It's bad out there.
Bad part. The line of scrimmage was a debacle.
Yes.
And this is LSU. That's under Les Miles, you can complain about the way they won or lost. They always had the line of scrimmage covered. So it's bad. I mean, it's not good. There's no other way to shape it. But I don't think he's going to get fired this year. I think they're going to ride it out. But that Alabama game, if I'm Ed Orgeron, this is what I do. I start focusing on Alabama now. Because if you can somehow win that game and you won't.
They can't win that game.
No, they won't. They won't. But this is where we are. So the answer is he's probably not going to get fired because he can't. But I don't really have a solution to what you do.
Well, thanks for nothing, then.
Talk to you next week, Adam.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Adam Kramer, at Kegs and Eggs, the college football writer on Bleacher Report. He is the unstumpable one. I bet he could have named half of the starting lineup of Troy if we asked him.
That's his deal. That's why he's doing his thing on Bleacher Report.
Segment brought to you by the Private Bank Now, CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC.
In other news at the top of the hour, I have a conversation that we had at the beginning of the baseball season that we have some data on at the end of the baseball season, and also the dad of the girl who was hit by the foul ball at Yankee Stadium has some thoughts about netting and what.
Yeah,
what
I heard Tom Ricketts say the Cub fans don't want it.
Well, which ones he's talking to?
I don't know. Not the ones I'm talking to. Say, absolutely bring it on. I have a couple of non-sports stories. I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll just do one of the non-sports.
No,
do you know anything about livestock prices?
No.
See, I did not know. There was a record.
And the question is that?
Because I'm just curious. I didn't know if somebody had asked me what a prize longhorn bull, a record-setting longhorn bull, would sell for. I would never have come up with this number because I have no ballpark understanding of what these things cost or what you actually do with them.
Okay.
So just get. I'm
getting my head ready now.
Test.
I'm not going to look anything up either.
If you can get with,
how much a longhorn bull costs.
If you get within plus or minus $20,000. Plus or minus $20,000, I'll give you a prize.
Sounds good. In other news, coming up next on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it. And by State Farm.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff
that was
right
Trestman-ish.
There. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every...